Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Wednesday, March 2nd, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We have a change of plans here today. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to have Kurt Nemo on, but he emailed us yesterday, said he wanted to make the show later in the day at 3:15. And we have a radio interview scheduled for 3:30 today. Well, we couldn't get a hold of Kurt. I guess he wasn't home yet or whatever. So what we're going to do is reschedule him for a later date. We're going to do a real quick show today, update you on a few things.
Yeah. And first, I just want to say thank you to George in the Bronx and all of his friends who watch Wing TV. We really appreciate your support. And also Dean for supporting us, too. The vote of confidence really means a lot to us.
Also, a couple quick thank yous on some recent reviews on this book, 9/11 on Trial. Mm-hmm. We want to say thanks to Sartre,
yes,
whose review is now the lead article on Etherzone, and also to D. Alexander Flom, who is an attorney out in California, who reviewed this book. That's on the homepage today. Sartre's review will be on tomorrow. Also, a thank you to Lenny Bloom from the radio show
yes,
Cloak and Dagger. We appeared on that last night, and it was interesting.
Yeah, we had to have a few go-arounds with the hologram theory, but all in all, it was very interesting. I hope some of you got a chance to access it. Lenny's site's a little slow these days. I don't know what's going on there, but
yeah, and we're hoping to get an MP3 of it from somebody so we can post this on our site. And once again, if anyone clicks on the Wing TV homepage, clicks on the book, you'll see our archived radio interviews that we've been doing. And they're turning out good. We enjoy mm-hmm. doing them, and it just seems like they never end. Huh? We've been doing literally dozens of them. So
it's been pretty intense.
Yeah, it has. Now, we have to update you real quickly on some of the hurdles that Lisa's been encountering when she's trying to get some interviews or some coverage for this book. Mm-hmm. And we've been saying now for a month that 9/11, the proof that the government's explanation of events is an unmitigated lie, is the biggest story of the 21st century. We firmly believe that, yet a lot of people don't want to give this book or this subject any coverage whatsoever.
Well, not even that. They don't want to give it the time of day.
Right.
And a prime example of that is Democracy Now! Now, I know a lot of you listen to Amy Goodman, and I've called there 15 times now in the last few weeks, and can't seem to get beyond talking to her producers or the guy at the switchboard. And today I had another go-around with Mike Burke, who is a producer for her show, and he still has not given her the book.
Let me jump in here. Now, just think about this for a moment. The Democrats, the liberal crowd, supposedly they hate George Bush with all their guts. They do anything in their power to get him out of office, right, to make him look bad. Yet here we are laying this story in their lap. We're giving them everything they need to go after this guy and destroy it. And what do?
Well, they give me a lame excuse that they work 70-hour weeks. Hey, so do we. We work 7 days a week. And at least this time we didn't get the fundraising excuse like I did the other 14 times I tried to call there. Now it's just they haven't gotten around to it. And I would like to know why this isn't news they're jumping on. They should be chomping at the bit to grab a story like this and run with it. And so all of you who listen to that show, I would really appreciate it if you have an inroad to Amy Goodman, because we can't seem to get around her producers who don't deem it worthy of news coverage.
Yeah, here's what Lisa says that she called him 15 times. She's not exaggerating. She's keeping a log of every time she called, every message, every email that's sent, every conversation. And as we've been saying for the last few weeks, coming up very soon, we're going to start listing in columns all of the people that aren't jumping on this story. And it blows our mind. We can't, for the life of us, understand why they don't want this story, especially the left. I mean, I can understand if we go to Bill O'Reilly, which we have, we've sent him a copy, we can understand why they won't run with the story. But the left, Counterpunch, Antiwar.com, Truthout with William Rivers Pitt, all of these guys, none of them are jumping on it.
What is curious, though, is that I was able to get through to the program director of WBAI, which is also a Pacifica station, and Amy Goodman did come from there. And so I got a hold of Shirley Irons, who's head of that programming, and she requested a copy of the book, and it was no problem. But to get to Amy Goodman, I would say it's akin to trying to get counsel with the Pope or maybe trying to get Hillary Clinton on the phone. You know, it's ridiculous.
And one thing we've written about before is we compare those people in alternative media to those in the mainstream media. What happens when you try to contact Dan Rather or, say, Tom Brokaw or any of these guys? You get nothing in return. They ignore you, and there's nothing. It's like a big stone wall is put in front of us. Well, this is exactly the same way that these people are acting. They're mirroring the mainstream media, and we want everyone out there. Email Amy Goodman, pick up the phone, give them a call there and say, hey, they want to talk about 9/11 on trial. They want to blow this story out of the water. Why aren't you doing it? Well, if you go to a site called Left Gatekeepers, that's probably a good clue as to why they're not, because if you see where their funding comes from.
Yeah, it's almost a straight line from the CIA.
Yeah, so it's a puzzle to us why these people aren't doing it, and we're not going to sit around and people say, oh, well, you know, you can't talk bad about anybody in alternative media. Well, if they're going to act exactly like the mainstream media, we're not going to bite our tongues anymore. We're not going to keep our mouths shut.
What it all boils down to is this. Our national press has basically moved on from discussing 9/11. Our Congress and our courts aren't taking issue with any of this stuff. We have murderers still walking around among us that wield power over our country. And we must continue to speak truth to power. Plain and simple.
Right. And I'd like to hearken back to when John Kaminsky was on our show last Friday. He said 9/11 is the crux. It's the core of everything before and after. Look what's happened since that tragic event that morning. We have this war. We have the anthrax. We have all of these different events going on. The Patriot Act, the erosion of our Constitution, this culture of fear that's permeating not only the United States, but the world. All of this is taking place. And all of it was based upon 9/11. Yet, they want to brush it under the rug now and act as if it never happened. Unless, of course, it's convenient for them.
We're at a critical juncture now. We have to press forward. And we want to see organizations like Independent Media Center. We want to see organizations like Coast to Coast. We want to see
Jeff
Goodman. We want to see Jeff Rent. We want to see you all stepping up to the plate and siding with truth.
And we're starting to see who's for real and who isn't. And the easy way to determine that is if they're receptive to this information and they want to pass it out to a bigger audience. I mean, like, how couldn't we not want this information to reach everybody?
That's
everybody.
Right.
Everybody.
And we need to all row together. We're in the same boat. We're fighting the same uphill battle. So it would really help us out if you guys start rising above yourselves. Start emailing these people. Start calling them. Get a hold of WBAI and tell them you'd like to hear more of this stuff on their programming.
Right.
Because the book's going out to them today.
Yeah. I mean, Monday night, Alex Merklinger, who had a 104-degree temperature, dragged himself out of bed to do this interview. Now, this was someone that knows what the truth is about. Tonight, he's going to talk about this whole Jeff Gannon thing, which is going to be phenomenal if you go to Mysteries of the Mind. And this is what we want to determine who's for real and who's the posers, because we can't have these posers in there that are just spreading disinformation, acting like the mainstream media, and ignoring the vital issues of today.
Right. We have paid-off pundits on our television screens every night, and apparently we have some paid-off pundits in the alternative media as well, and we're tired of this. We are coming in. The truth is going to be known. And if we have to do it with or without them, it's going to be exposed.
Yeah. And when I came home today, Lisa was telling me about this conversation she had with this producer at Democracy Now! And she's demanding answers from this guy. She's saying, why won't you give this book to Amy? Just take the book and put it in her hand. You know?
I said, how much effort does it require on your part, Mike, to take the book, put it in Amy's hand, and ask her to address it? Did you even read the book, Mike? Well, I looked through it, but I didn't finish reading it. Mike, you've had the book for weeks.
Yeah.
Why are you sitting on this book? Yeah. I'll maybe take it to my producers today. No, Mike, I don't want you to take it to your producers. I want you to take it to Amy Goodman.
And then we want to be on her show, and we want to reach her listeners. We want to reach everybody's listeners, everybody's viewers, and let them know that we can topple this evil administration that committed that horrible act on the morning of 9/11.
It's time for some accountability. We're not going to accept evasiveness. We're not going to accept noncommittal answers. We're not going to accept stammering and sputtering around. We want people to start stepping up to the plate like we're doing. We put our faces out here to show you there's no reason to fear telling the truth.
Right. And just call these people. Let them know that you want this information, because we're not going to stay quiet anymore.
That's right.
We aren't. And I love the way Lisa says it. It's like, we're not going to just tap on the door anymore. We're going to knock the damn door down. And we're coming through. It's you know, think about this. On 9/11, it wasn't these 19 cave dwellers that planned this, coordinated this, executed this, and covered this up. It was a cabal within our own government. They're the ones who did this. They killed our own people. How can we ignore it? How
That's
can
right.
we forget
and
about it?
And more and more of you are letting us know that you don't sanction murder.
Right.
And we don't either. Now, if they don't start stepping up to the plate, does that mean they do?
Right. And it's the same with Oklahoma City. When we go out there next month in April, we're going to speak out there. We're going to hold big signs right
That's
across
right.
from that memorial. And we're going to let them know that 10 years later, we still know that they lied about this, that they were the ones that committed this
murder.
And
they know we know.
Yeah. That's just it. So, folks, we're going to run. We're going to do this radio interview here in about 3 minutes.
Rick Biasada's show, The Angry White Male Hour. It's Chicago's hometown station, but they don't stream and they don't archive. So perhaps someone can record it.
Yeah.
You'll be seeing this after the fact, so hopefully someone will.
Yeah, and tune in tomorrow. We have a professor from Boston University. We're going to talk about the economy and Social Security and how there's a big myth, a big illusion going on. About
another one.
Another one, exactly. So, folks, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for your feedback. And help us out here. Contact those people, Jeff Renz, Alex Jones, Amy Goodman.
Speak truth to power.
Right, and let them know that you want to hear this information out there. We'll see you tomorrow on Wing TV. Keep your eyes open. There's a lot going on.